We are back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Dave Lewis is going to join me, I think, on this segment.
Maybe so.
We have Kurt Herman, who is a member of the Manhattan-Ogden School Board, joining us here as a Chiefs fan. We're going to talk about a world record that he recently obtained for his Chiefsium, his big shrine to the Kansas City Chiefs. Welcome, Kurt.
Thank you, Brandon, and hello, Dave.
Howdy.
Dave has been in, has been to the Chiefsium, and so he knows what it's like.
It's been pretty exciting.
You know, it was actually officially announced on January 25th, and it's had a lot of attention. I think it's just, you know, well, a lot of it's because it happens to be the Super Bowl, and the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl, and so. But yeah, I have actually, it has grown. The official record is 642 items. But now I have over 650, so I just keep. It's interesting that I hear from three different types of people since then. One is, can you give me an appraisal of what it's worth? Another one is, how much will you give me for it? And then the other one is, they just send me stuff. I've gotten three or four things in the mail just out of the blue. People send it to me and say, hey, I want it to go to a good home. It's been sitting gathering dust in my house. So I've got some items like that lately. So it's been pretty neat.
We need to connect you with Mitch Holtis. I know we have him sometimes on the game. I think that would be great for the Chiefs Kingdom show sometime to feature.
Yes, I would love that. Yeah, I even have a couple of Mitch Holtis things in my collection as well.
Very cool. Well, it sure is exciting. When did you start collecting some of this stuff?
Well, when I was 9 years old. That's when the Chiefs won Super Bowl IV. That following year, I got a football, a Franklin football. There's probably been, people may have seen a picture of it, but I've just been over the years, everybody knows for, you know, Christmas, birthday, any holidays or special events, they just know anything Chiefs. But that's actually what prompted me when I was probably about 10 years ago, I had so much stuff that I decided I better, you know, I've everything I have is photographed. It's all in a database and it's all on a website. So I mainly did that so my family and friends wouldn't start doubling up on items. And that's another thing too. I have no doubles. Everything I have is individual and unique. If I ever do get a double, I end up giving it to one of my friends who's another, you know, Chiefs collectors. So.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah. As far as most unique item, what would you say is the most unique item in the collection?
It's probably that there's a Derek Thomas attack cat. It's about a 6 foot tall cardboard cutout. And it was in the 90s. Coca-Cola had a Monsters of the Gridiron campaign. It was standing in a Dillon's store by a Coca-Cola display for a couple months. I happened to work at Dillon's at that time. And I swung by when they were taking it down and I grabbed it and took it home. So. And I honestly, I've never seen another. I think they all ended up in a dumpster somewhere, but it's probably a one of one. My oldest son, when I, you know, I never plan on selling any of the collection and I'm going to pass it down to my kids. My oldest son, that's the piece he wants the most. And I always found it funny because when he was a kid, he wouldn't go down in the basement because that thing was right by the door. And so I thought, well, that's a good way to keep him from going down there and messing with my stuff. But don't tell him that.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And I'm, you know, I'm someone who used to collect basketball cards as a child and some football cards as well. And I had a huge collection, but nothing to the extent of this. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, and that's an important distinction. One thing that I don't count are cards. Because, you know, you could have 1,000 cards in one book and, you know, and easily break the record. So I don't have any – only cards I count are the ones that are autographed by somebody. I don't count cards. I mean, that would be easy to have – I have about 700 cards, but that's not included in the world record.
All right. Dave, did you say something here?
You know, there's so many things, you know, in going through and looking there – you know, I mean, Kurt, we need to create a video, all right? I'll help you with that, because I think that would be fun for you to give the tour so that people could see what you have there. Because it's a, you know, I walked out of there with a whole bunch of envy. And you and I had something in common, and I read this in the article about the CJ Online, that you had one of those helmets back, you know, when you first started collecting in 1970, with the little Chiefs uniform that kids could get?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that too. I had the number 16 jersey, and gosh, I must have been like 8 or 9.
Yeah, I still have that helmet, and it's the old 2-bar
right
helmet too. Yeah, those were a get. I'm surprised that thing survived all those years, but I still have it.
Yeah. That's crazy. Any jerseys in the collection? Do you have any? I imagine you probably have some.
I do. I have 8 jerseys, but only one of them's autographed. But I'm not a big fan of autographed jerseys because you can't wear them.
Yeah.
You know, so you kind of have to frame them and they take up a lot of space. But I have a Christian Okoye signed jersey when I got to meet him here in Manhattan. And then most of my other jerseys, my all-time favorite player is Derek Thomas. So I have a red and a white, and then I have one of his Pro Bowl jerseys. And
By the way, you know, so if, let's say the Chiefs win on Sunday, the next day, unfortunately, is the anniversary of his death, February 8th, 2000. It'll be 21 years. Mm. It's hard to believe.
But wow. That's your anniversary?
No, that's the day that Derek Thomas died, I believe, February 8th, 2000.
Oh. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot for raining on my parade today.
Well, let's hope that we can win so it can be more of a, you know, bittersweet memory instead of a loss.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe the spirit of Derek will help us out during the game.
I hope so. Wouldn't that be nice?
So, yeah. So Kurt, if the Chiefs win, okay, after the Chiefs win Sunday, what is it that you are going to want to get immediately to add to your collection in recognition of Super Bowl 55 championship?
Well, I mean, probably the first thing I'll do is grab as many newspapers as I can find with pictures and not necessarily the stories, but the pictures. That's what I did last year. And then after I got them all, I kind of cut them out, the pictures, and put them in a frame. And so I'll probably do that. I'll probably take some pictures, you know, frame it with some pictures of me with my son and my, you know, my friend. They'll come over and watch the game. But as soon as the new Super Bowl rings come out, that's definitely top of my list is buying one of those. But that usually takes about 6 months for them to come out with the concept mm-hmm. and finalize that.
What is your prediction for the final score Sunday afternoon, Chiefs versus Bucks? I kind of think I know which team you're leaning to.
Yeah, well, my prediction, 38-24. I've seen some of you. I think yours was, you were pretty close to that too.
38-27.
You know, I think that, you know, I mean, the Chiefs score every time they get the ball. And, you know, Tom Brady likes throwing interceptions to the Chiefs. We had 2 interceptions the last time we, you know, when we played them about a month ago. So, I want to call him out a little bit here. Mitch Fortner, you know, he doesn't necessarily like the Bucks. He just cheers against the Chiefs. It doesn't matter who they're playing. And
really?
And,
I never gathered that. And the
Buccaneers don't have a number one defense. They're actually number 8, and the Chiefs were number 11.
Kurt, it was a lot of fun.
You can pick all the stats you want, but I think our defense stands up just as well as theirs does.
We're out of time, Kurt.
Thank you
so much.
Hopefully
we get to celebrate this weekend.